Greetings, BMW Motorrad fans, and welcome to the audio version of our recent CE04 livestream. By now you'll have seen pictures and video of this stylish new e-scooter, but we wanted to delve deeper into the background story and bring you some special insights. So we invited Head of Marketing and Product Management Ralph Rodepater and Head of Vehicle Design Alex Buchan to reveal the thinking behind this new silent revolution. Let's go to the live feed now and meet the guys. I've got Ralph and Alex in our Munich studio with the CE04 so that we can take a much closer look. Let's start with you first, Ralph. Good morning.
Good morning, Andy. Good to see you.
Well, we've seen the excitement for the CE04 from various scooter-loving countries just now, but I'm wondering what everyone watching really wants to know. And of course, it's how much fun it is to ride. So can you please put that into some context for us, Ralph?
Yeah, I had the chance to ride the scooter, and I can tell you it is big fun. And most of that is coming out of the having this massive torque from the beginning, from the first meter you're riding. And we're talking about a lower power version with 11 kilowatts and with 15 kilowatts. But in the peak performance, both are much higher. So we are talking about 23 or 31 kilowatts, which is more than 40 horsepower. And that, of course, gives you an idea how it feels when you start at the traffic light together with all the other scooters that will stay clearly behind you.
Yeah. So how does it compare to, say, a traditional motorcycle or scooter?
Yeah. On the one hand, it is not only the acceleration, it is also the type of riding. Everybody who has ridden an electric vehicle knows what I'm talking about. Because on one hand, we have this very, very low center of gravity because of the batteries in the scooter themselves. So the weight is mainly quite close to the ground. That gives you not only the acceleration, but also the cornering of the bike, of the scooter is outstanding here. It is a lot of fun, big fun to ride the bike.
So let's go into some technical details then, Ralph. The weight is around 220 kilograms, I believe. So that's about the same size as a mid-size motorcycle. But tell us the way the CE04 carries its weight. It's a little bit different, isn't it?
Yeah, as I said before, the center of gravity is much lower than you are used to it from other motorcycles or other scooters because of the batteries being very low in the close to the ground. Then you have this acceleration. It is in 2.6 seconds, you are from 0 to 50 kilometers, which is the normal speed in most of the cities. There is no other scooter on the same in the same time on that speed, and that gives really cool performance with this peak performance. Of course, we are talking about 11 and 15 kilowatts, but as said before, 23 and 31, of course, that is a totally different story. And it is very, very easy to handle. We know that it is mainly driven in, ridden in cities. So it is much about how to get through the traffic, and everybody will find out that this is really the perfect scooter to travel not only in the city, but also from outskirts to the city because of the long range. We are talking about 100 or 130 kilometers, even with the higher version. And 130 kilometers gives you easy possibility to travel from your outskirts, from the valley, wherever, to the city and back without fearing that you are running out of battery.
Yeah, that's absolutely fantastic. That takes away a lot of the worries about things. And you mentioned the acceleration. Did you say 2.5 or 2.6 seconds from 0 to 50 kilometers an hour? That's really impressive. Can you say something also about the different riding modes of the CE04?
Yeah, we have different riding modes. The easiest to understand is, of course, the rain mode. You need other settings of the scooter when the surface is wet. But we have also a fun mode and an eco mode where you have more acceleration even and getting even faster to the peak performance to have even more fun in the city with the bike. But it's not only about the riding itself. It is also that we want the CE04 to be an active part in your life, suit into your life, not only for getting from A to B, but also with all the connection in there. So connecting your phone to the bike, having the navigation on a map on this 10-inch TFT screen in there. Then the possibility to take phone calls, play your media list in there, and even more when we come to the beautiful jacket that we will also launch together with the CE04. There are a lot of gadgets in the jacket that is connected directly with your scooter. Even some, let's say, gimmicks. You can change the lights, the color of the lights, from green to yellow to blue to red, whatever suits you or fits to your daily outfit, to your shoes, to your lipstick, whatever. And it gives you the possibility to take phone calls directly from the leaf of the sleeve of your jacket, or change the color if you say, hey, now I'm in a different mood, I want to have another color. You just touch your sleeves and the color is changing, or you take a phone call by touching it, or you switch to the next song in your media playlist. So we try to build a surrounding really around the use case of the CE04. And that was very important, that it is not only about the outstanding scooter that we have seen now in the film and in the from my colleagues in the interviews. It is also really integrated into your daily life when it comes to connection. Your phone is connected to the scooter, your jacket is connected to the scooter, and you can, if you don't want to touch your leaf, you can also use a TFT display to change the colors, for example.
Superb. That sounds brilliant. Seamlessly connected. I like that. And all you need is decent battery power as well. And just going back to the batteries for a second, Ralph, because I noted a little bit earlier in the film that the fuel cells in the CE04, they're the same fifth generation battery cells we see in the latest iX and i4 cars. So having this BMW Group synergy, it's a massive advantage, isn't it, when a new product comes out like this?
Absolutely, you're totally right. Here's our big advantage, that we are part of the BMW Group and that we can benefit from the work from our car colleagues. And as everybody knows, the battery is the heart of the thing, and we are benefiting of the newest technologies that will come out on some of our cars, like the iX end of this year. So here the fifth generation of batteries is serving us in the CE04, and that is a big benefit. Of course, having a big company in the back, putting a lot of effort into research and development of battery technologies.
Yeah, and you mentioned already the really good range of the CE04, which I believe is about 130 kilometers or up to, depending on how you ride it, how hard you pin the throttle. We talked about the group synergies, but everyone's really interested in charging times. Obviously, I guess we top up the battery in the same way as we would our phones. I mean, I plug my phone in when it gets down to about 20%, but I rarely charge it fully. I just take it off after a couple of hours. So what are the realistic charging times with this e-scooter? And what are the options for standard and rapid charging?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You don't wait until zero and then you have to leave your scooter where you are at the moment. So because of that, it is very important the time between the 20% and the 80%. I think that is a normal life, let's say. That is what you do and what you use with your cellular phone. And 20 to 80% of the battery is reached by 45 minutes around. And the 11 kilowatt version, even 5 minutes less. So with the fast charging options, you are, after having a coffee, taking a phone call or whatever, you are on 80% after 45 minutes or even 40 minutes with the lower version, and you can ride 80% of these 130 kilometers. I think that is a big advantage, that you don't have to fear that you wait for hours until you get the battery charged again. From zero, if you really ride it to zero, to 80%, it will be around an hour, a little bit below an hour. I think also that is possible. When you're riding somewhere, going somewhere, having a coffee, going for lunch or shopping, I think an hour is a good time frame to get your CE04 again charged.
Yeah, absolutely. That's seriously impressive, isn't it? Time it takes to have a coffee and then you're off on your way again, completely gets rid of that range anxiety thing that we used to know in the past. So yeah, good stuff. Good to know. Well, listen, thanks ever so much for now, Ralph. We will come back to you shortly, but I'd like to bring that guy who's sitting quietly in the corner into the conversation. Alex, I'd like to talk about design issues. Good morning. How are you doing?
Hey, good there morning, Andy. I'm fine. Yeah, Andy, good. Shoot.
Yeah, well... Well, look, Alex, we're really living in a period of big change in the world at the moment. So what an exciting time to be a designer and trying to predict our future needs and desires.
I like that one, predicting the future. As you know, Andy, we have that huge crystal balls, but unfortunately, I lost mine, so I had to use my boss's small one. And let's have a look if our forecast was right. We're going to see in a few years. But seriously, we've been facing tremendous and fundamental changes, and it's great to be part of that. And as a designer, it's great to at least deliver some chunks for the appearance of our age, so to speak. But in fact, we don't see ourselves as predictors. It's somehow exaggerating the reality. I mean, of course, we feel the vibes, the beats, the trends around us, and we try to decode them and to amplify them. But we are more like, let's say, amplifiers. We try to bail those vibes, those beats, those trends and the technical solutions, and try to translate them into a design expression, into a design, let's say, design expression. That fits best, I think. And of course, I'm really excited to be a designer, and it's really, really nice to do something fundamental as we did with our CO04. Yeah, this is definitely like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it looks fantastic sitting there in the studio. It really does. But I'm intrigued to know where your starting point was design-wise for it, because, you know, over the past decade, we've seen various e-scooters from BMW and Motorrad that have led us to this point. But I mean, apart from the concept link, the CE04, it doesn't actually bear any resemblance at all to any of them. So where did that inspiration come from, Alex?
Well, Andy, yeah, you're totally right. I mean, the idea behind the CE scooter was to rethink everything instead of keeping all these learned thought patterns alive. And I think this is the huge strength of BMW Motorrad, and it shows, or it visualizes, you know, so let's say the unconditional desire of being the innovative leader in a two-wheel world somehow. And in fact, we turned everything upside down. Nothing was left, just, you know, the BMW badge as well as our C-shaped day running light. I mean, this is, of course, they are no-brainers. This is somehow not negotiable. This is the brand identifier. But let's start like that. I mean, the main claim behind that idea, CE, was to become familiar with a, let's say, a new customer mindset, so to speak, yeah? Above the motorcycle, a greater. Yeah. For that journey, of course, you need to be maximum open-minded and a little bit disruptive too, of course. You can compare it a bit with a balloon flight. First, you have to drop all your, let's say, learned knowledge, yeah, to lift, to get the balloon into motion. And the closer we get to our, customers, we understood that those urbanouts, especially in these metropolitan regions such as Barcelona, Milan, Madrid, and Paris, those urbanouts have a need for maximum versatility, because their way of mobility and their entire life must be maximum seamless. They use different mobility concepts during the day, you know, from our CE up to the underground, to the suburban train, to bicycles, and you name it. And because of that, and this is mega important too, yeah, even their gear and garment needs to be seamless integrated into their daily life to compare, for example, with other, protection gears, so to speak. That's why our jacket has that distinctive casual smell or style, because they don't want to look like a fish out of water if they are in front of a bank or on a bus stop or something like that. And beside that, of course, there is an intrinsic need for communication, digital as well as analog, of course. And to make it short, the main inspiration behind the CE scooter is, or was, to gain maximum versatility and a kick-ass appearance by non-conventional thinking. Yeah, this is the main inspiration, or this main inspiration led right away into, let's say, 5 points. Yeah, into more flex due to reachability of both baggage compartments, more flex by the flat and floating seat, of course, connectivity, the blank canvas like huge and calm surfaces for communication, and finally, the casual styled garment. And this is the inspiration, and finally the reason why our CE04 is that radical different to, or compared to, all the other scooters on the market.
Fantastic. Thanks for that detailed explanation there, Alex. That's brilliant. It's hard when people from marketing and PR side ask designers to explain what the reason, what reasons why and how they think about the things they do. But it's a really good one. So thanks for that. Listen, when I first saw pictures of that concept link back in 2017, I was riding across Southeast Asia at the time on a GS, and all the streets there, they were choked with noisy, polluting scooters. And by contrast, the pictures of that concept bike I saw on that day, it looked so clean, it looked so futuristic. And here we are today, and the C04 I can see there, it's lost none of the original concept's edge, despite the usual constraints of serial production. So you must be delighted, you know, from a design's perspective, to keep it so close to the original vision.
Yeah, Andy, you're totally right. I mean, what a question. Yes, I'm definitely delighted. I'm let's say, insanely delighted. It's always cool if you could deliver something what you have promised. And it's mega nice because we are that incredibly close. You named it already, yeah? We are that incredibly close to our concept link. Yeah, I'm mega delighted about that, yeah.
Superb. Now let's talk about ergonomics for a minute, because great design and user-friendly ergonomics, they don't always go hand in hand. So how much effort went into maximizing the appeal and the versatility of the C04 for all types and all sizes of users without actually compromising on the design?
Yeah, Andy, I got your point. But in fact, ergonomics is somehow a no-brainer, let's say hygienic to BMW Motorrad. We always spend a lot of energy into finding a purpose-driven, let's say, versatility. And to find the right balance in between expression and ergonomics, so to speak. And don't forget that these main features, yeah, the key features for more versatility was somehow, let's say, conceived by the design, yeah? And so that's why, you know, those things like our baggage compartment as well as these flattened floating seat was from the beginning on part of our sketches, yeah? Yeah, look, Andy, for example, if we talk about the side-loading baggage compartment, now you could reach both compartments while sitting on the scooter. So it's much more comfortable compared to, let's say, conventional scooters. So it's not needed anymore to stop the scooter, to hop off, you know, to put it on the main stand, to flip the seat to reach the trunk. Now you can sit easily on your scooter and reach the, let's say, the glove box as well as the side-loading baggage compartment. How cool is that? This is really, really special and definitely a USP for our CE04. And beside that, of course, we have these, let's say, longboard-like flattened floating seat. And even here, every body type, it doesn't matter, huge or tall or small, everybody will find their individual seat position. And on top of that, you can even adjust your let's say, riding position according to the traffic circumstances, so to speak. This means if you would like to sit more active, of course, you can go closer to the bike. Yeah, if you would like to sit more relaxed, you go more behind and you have a feet forward position. And this is somehow really, really, really special, so to speak, to our scooter. I mean, to cut a long story short, yeah, since we had that idea with the side-loading baggage compartment as well with the flattened floating seat, yeah, they became somehow a permanent companion in our sketches. So it was from the beginning on involved into the design process. And it has affected massively all the rest of the styling of the of these CE scooter. And in fact, the longboard-like floating seat was somehow the starting point for all these vertical and horizontal lines. And so definitely it was from the beginning on part of the of the expression and definitely not a contradiction.
Yes, it's funny just sort of seeing you sitting on it in the studio there. And now I'm trying to imagine it parked in the street next to a traditional scooter. Now, I'm pretty sure it would make the typical scooter seem quite dated. So do you think that this significant shift in design language could influence the way that other scooters are actually going to look in the future?
And again, I mean, I lost my crystal ball. Yeah, it's really difficult to predict that seriously. Especially in terms of the pure styling, there is a potential to influence other scooters, of course. But we're going to see. Somehow, more or less, in a way, we're going to see. Yeah.
Okay, pure styling. So that was something you just mentioned there. Just talk us through some of the styling behind, is it the avant-garde model that you're sitting on there? And also maybe some of the options and accessories available in terms of seating and expandable storage space?
Andy, let's talk about these, let's say, the avant-garde. I really like that one. I really like it. It's my personal recommendation to the audience too. And I guess, Andy, it would fit even to you really, really nicely. But basically, our avant-garde is, let's say, all the main body panels are painted in gray. It's called Magellan Gray Metallic. And I guess my dear colleagues from Color and Trim Department, they made a great, great job because these special treatment or these, let's say, special paint for the bike gives a certain depth, a certain movement by the reflections to the CE. So it's, let's say, already pretty prominent and expressive in a way. So it's somehow the counterbalance to these, let's say, huge and calm surfaces. So it works fantastic to the CE. It's the ideal solution for all those don't want to individualize their CE scooter. Basically, for all, if you're gonna keep your CE scooter in, let's say, stock conditions, so to speak. And this avant-garde is already, let's say, pre-equipped with lots of stickers, and pre-configured with these fancy, flashy orange windshield, and together with a black and orange seat, both really, really important to increase somehow the, let's say, the contrast in the bike. But I guess seats is the right keyword because we're gonna deliver six different seats together with the stock seat. We have ones with an integrated backrest, some without, but just the ones with the integrated backrest. We're gonna deliver in two different seat heights, in 780 and in 80, the high one, the more comfy one, and just the ones with the integrated backrest. Of course, we deliver also with different, let's say, backrest positions. We have fore aft and we have a fore one and an aft solution. And to make it even more complicated, or let's say, we have just the low one, the 780 one, we have in black and orange, and the high one in 800. So much easier to understand is the one without the backrest. We have just in 780 and two color combinations, black and orange and black and gray. And on top of that, we have some more options, for expandable storage spaces like our Vario top case, of course. As the name already suggests, you can increase the storage space in between two easy steps, let's say from 25 liters to 35 liters. And on top of that, we have our waterproof urban collection, soft bag collection. It's available with two side bags and a top bag and totally waterproof. Keep that in mind.
Wow, there's a lot going on there, that's for sure. So what about actually in terms of individualization? What other options are there to really personalize your own CE04, Alex?
Yeah, I mean, the CE04 is screaming, to be individualized because of that special treated surfaces. In case of you would like to individualize your CE scooter, of course, my personal recommendation would be in most of the cases, the pure white one, the more reduced one, the more calm one, the understated one, the lightweight uni version is the best base for that. Because on that one, your messages, stickers will have definitely the biggest punch, the biggest impact. And for all those who liked our 2019 show scooter, yep, that one, this is really cool. It's called Definition CE04. We're gonna deliver a sticker kit, not surprisingly called Style Definition. If I understood it right, we have that sticker kit in two options, with the stickers for the rear wheel and without. But of course, my recommendation is, of course, with the rear wheel because this fits brilliant to this scooter. So keep that in mind. This is a nice opportunity to, let's say, pimp up your scooter, your extraordinary scooter, into something daring, into something extraterrestrial, right?
Absolutely brilliant. Yeah. Moving the goalposts yet again, Alex. Make no apologies for the football analogy, but loads of choice and some real USPs for BMW Motorrad. So, wow. Well, I guess you're all talked out now, but we've maybe just got a few minutes left. So, yeah, let's see if we've got any questions that have come in from our community. So, might have to bring you back into the fore for this one, Ralph, at the back, but okay, let's have a look at the first one.
Yeah, can you get an electric shock? Of course not. Everything is waterproofed, and we know that we have done, of course, our homeworks, and we have a long history in doing waterproofed bikes. That holds true also for the battery in a normal combustion engine. So don't fear about that. That is all safe and, of course, waterproof. And also the luggage compartment is waterproof. So it's not only the battery. It's also if you put your laptop in there or something, it is waterproofed.
So it's not just going to be sold in sunny climates. In the UK, it'll work as well. How much distance per full battery?
How much distance? Yeah, for the 11 kilowatts, it is 100 kilometers. And for the 15 kilowatts, we are talking about 130 kilometers of range. But of course, it is always very depending on your style of riding the scooter. So if you have 20 traffic lights in a row and always accelerate maximum, probably the 130 kilometers are not reached. But that is an average for normal use in town, 130 kilometers.
I think people will just enjoy putting the throttle as much as possible and then just plugging it in again. Why wouldn't you? I'm nearly 2 meters tall. I'm nearly 2 meters tall, actually. Would I be too big for this scooter? This could be from Anthony Muller or it could be from Andy Duke. So yeah, would I be too big for this scooter?
I love that question because we choose Alex not only because he's a brilliant designer, we choose him also because he's nearly 2 meters tall. So Alex, sit on it.
Yes,
you're 190 and a little bit, I think, and he's looking great.
So it's 190 and it fits. I guess 2 meters should be fit too, I guess. Huh?
Especially with a seat bench where you can find your position as you would like it.
Exactly.
I think that is a big advantage compared with normal seats that you know from the markets. Here you can go into the back and even put your long legs into the scooter. No problem.
Good stuff. I guess the answer is no one too tall, no one too small. So absolutely brilliant. Okay. Is the motor completely silent? Can you hear it when riding? Good question.
The motor itself is silent, but there are other things on the bike that you hear. For example, the tires on the street, the belt drive in the back, they all make sound. And just to give you an insight, even with the combustion engines above 50 or 60 kilometers an hour, you don't hear anymore the engine itself. You hear mostly the wind and the tires on the street. And of course, this sound stays also with an electric vehicle. So there is a little sound, but of course much less than in a combustion engine.
Okay, good to know. Good, no noise pollution. Okay. Does the CE04 get warm from the motor and battery cells? Interesting. How is it cooled and does the cooling affect the rider? Good question, Joseph.
Yes, of course it gets warm. There's a lot of energy in there, and when it is working, it gets warm. And we cooled the engines as the batteries. We are cooling them with water. But this cooling is not affecting the rider. So don't fear that you need to have a jacket because of the air-cooled, the liquid-cooled engine and battery.
Good to know. Okay, next question, please. Great design. But what is the weather protection like? Always the practical question. I might put that one to the designer just to see what his answer is.
Yeah, of course, we thought about the weather protection too. And as you see, you know, we have a huge front, yeah, what is, you know, basically coming from a huge scooter. So that means you have definitely the same protection as on a conventional scooter. So it's nothing different. We have also the windshield in two options, a small one and a big one. So don't fear about that. We have definitely enough stuff, you know, in the shelf to protect you, to keep you really cozy.
Okay, which driver's license is needed? Yeah, good question. Ralph?
Complicated questions because it depends very much on the country you are living in. In most European countries, you can ride the 11 kilowatts version with 16 years old with the A1. Version of the rider license, and from 18 years old in most of the countries, you can ride the 15 kilowatts variant, but that is differs from country to country. So I can't say how it is in your country, sorry. In Germany, I could tell you.
No problem at all. I think the question, the answer there is just check out with your local dealer. So, all right, storage space. How much storage space is there in total? And what are my options for more? Great scooter, by the way.
Thank you.
Ooh. You know, I guess we have to do that together. I know that the main compartment at least has 20 liters, so that means a complete helmet fits into it. But beside that, I mean, as I mentioned, we have lots of side bags. We have this top case. Look, this Vario top case, for example, has 25 to 35 liters. From these soft bags, I know that the side bags have 10 liters each. And for the top case itself, maybe Dr. Ralph knows it. I don't know. But it has a certain space, I can promise you.
It's a little bit below 20 liters also, and also expandable. So there are a lot of options to put your luggage on the scooter. Not only the compartment itself, but also the top case, side cases, and these beautiful soft bags on the back.
Yeah, I mean, you can travel around the world with just one bag, so there's definitely enough luggage capacity on there for sure. Okay, we've got a doubter. I don't think the battery will last that long.
Yeah, here again, the experience of the BMW Group and our car colleagues comes into the game. We are really benefiting out of that we have the huge research and developing departments from the car colleagues in the back. And here, because we tested it so massively and recharged it again and again and again. So that is the reason why the scooter itself has 2 years of guarantee, but on the batteries, we guarantee you for 5 years, at least 80% of the beginning energy in the battery. So 5 years guarantee, because we are so convinced of our battery technologies.
Good, confident answer there. Thanks for that one, Ralph. Okay, I like to work on my bike and get my hands dirty. Me too. Is the CE04 completely maintenance-free? Where do these questions come from? I like that one. Okay, can you still get your hands dirty? Can you still fettle? Can you still fiddle around with it?
You don't need a passport for that, right?
I would recommend to dirty your hands by individualization of the scooter or whatever, all the beautiful things Alex showed you. But the maintenance is not totally free, but it is much, much better than you are used to it from combustion engine bikes and scooters, where you ask every year for a service. Here it is only every second year, and the first service is after 10,000 kilometers. So it is not completely maintenance free, but it is much, much longer period in between compared with combustion engine bikes and scooters.
Yeah, and do what a lot of us do, right, Ralph? We get ourselves an old timer so we can get our hands dirty and use one of these things for moving around the city. Okay, I think we've got time for one more question. So here we go. I like belt drive. I had an F800 GT with one once. Did you also consider chain or shaft drive for this model?
Not for this particular model. I can tell you here, I think the belt drive is really the perfect solution. Very low maintenance. Actually, it is maintenance free. They are running for thousands of kilometers. They are very quiet compared to chains. So that was, from the beginning, the perfect solution. But when we're talking about electric mobility for the future of BMW Motorrad, there's more to come, of course, and we see also other versions, like we have shown it in some of our concept bikes. There's also the possibility, for example, for a shaft drive here.
Interesting times ahead, that's for sure. Well, listen, we're pretty much out of time now. In fact, we've been rolling for just over an hour, so I guess that's, you could have charged a CE04 for that, couldn't you? So thanks, Ralph, and thanks, Alex, for all your input. We really appreciate getting these insights. And a big thanks to all of you across the globe for joining us today. Certainly exciting and more sustainable times ahead, that's for sure. If we've got you curious and you want to learn more about this silent revolution, we've got loads more info right across our channels, and you know where to find us. Thanks for watching. Stay safe. Keep the shiny side up and the rubber side down. Bye for now.